Here we go, here we go, here we go. I'm good now.
Okay, I'm sorry, we are live.
Okay, wonderful. I appreciate it. I do apologize for being a little bit late here. So it is 3:16 PM and I'm calling to order the Government Operations Committee. Oh, I'm sorry, okay. I can hang on. Okay. Interesting. Okay, hello? Testing, 1-1. Your microphone is not working. Please check your connection. Okay.
Yeah, it's not moving.
I hear you and I hear me.
Exit full screen. Here we go. Same, same. Oh, shoot. I didn't mean to do that. Okay. Can you hear us now? Testing, testing. Our mic is not working. Let me exit and come back. Testing, testing.
Hello, second speaker.
Hello, we can hear you now.
Thank you.
Okay, so Congresswoman Rivard and Congresswoman Redcorn, can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay, so we are having technical difficulties. So what we're gonna do is we're going to make the best of it. We understand that they can hear us on Mixler. And so just for anyone listening in, we do have two members of Congress that are on speaker phones at this time. And so just so you guys know, Congresswoman Rewart and Congresswoman Redcorn, we can hear everything because your microphone is gonna stay on. So if there's anything in the background, you might wanna just mute yourselves on your phones. Is that okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much. Okay, now we're gonna call this, we ready, my dear?
Yes.
Okay, all right. All right. So due to technical difficulties, we're starting a little later. The time is 3:23, April 11th, and I call the Osage Nation Government Operations Committee to order. Madam Clerk, please do a roll call.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Here.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Here.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Present.
Chair Lemon?
Present. Thank you all so much for all the help in getting us to this point so that we can do the business that we need to take care of today. Next we have a prayer. Mr. Gill, would you render us an afternoon prayer?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Lord, we thank you for this beautiful day. We thank you for the recent rains. We ask that you be with these people as they make important decisions for the Osage people. We ask that you be with our people in the military and that you pray for them, lay your healing hands on the sick. We ask these things in your name. Amen.
Thank you, Mr. Gill. All right, guys, next we have the minutes of the to be approved on the agenda. Second speaker.
Just leave. All right, Motion to approve the minutes of April 10th, 2024 is presented.
There's a motion, do I hear a second?
Second.
Motion with a second, any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the minutes are approved. Thank you, committee. All right, so next we have on our agenda is number 5. And it is ONCA 2447, an act to repeal and replace the Victims' Rights Law of the Osage Nation and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Shaw is the sponsor. Ma'am, you have the floor.
Chair, thank you so much. First, I'd like to make a motion to adopt committee substitute for ONCA 2447, dated April 11, 2024, time stamped 11:53 a.m.
Second. A motion and a second to adopt this committee substitute. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed?
Yes.
Oh, so sorry. No opposed? Great. The motion carries, and we have adopted your committee substitute. Second speaker, you may have the floor.
Thank you very much. So if you recall from our last meeting, we did have a discussion regarding a couple of changes that we thought about. I can tell you in this version, in this committee substitute, the additions from Chief Justice Drent. Give Attorney Gill an opportunity to say a few words about one of the changes that we discussed.
Okay, at the last meeting, one of the biggest topics was whether or not we should change the term victim to survivors. After going through the document and attempting to make those changes, it became clear that it was going to cause more confusion than anything else. The terms are just not interchangeable. The term survivor implies life. And when you refer to things like homicide survivor, it doesn't make sense. The term victim doesn't imply life or death, and therefore is just a different but more accurate term for what we're actually talking about. If you try to define the term survivor to include a victim who is now deceased, it becomes just confusing. And so at the end of the day, I talked to the Attorney General, and he agreed that we should go ahead and leave it as victim, which is consistent with the term that's used throughout the code, the criminal code. Survivor does not appear anywhere in the code, but victim does appear many times. So, but they did want to go ahead and change the intent or add to the intent of the bill, which adds a reference to survivors in there. And they may, in their office, when they talk to victims of crimes, you know, refer to them as survivors if they choose to do so. That's up to the Attorney General. But the law will accurately reflect them as victims. And then you should have a marked up version that has the highlights. Those are the additions that Chief Justice Drent put in there or requested. The AG agreed with them. I reviewed them, did not see any problem with them at all. And so they're in the adopted version that you have before you. And I don't think there were any other, I know there were not any other changes besides the ones that are highlighted and the additional sentence or two in the intent.
Thank you, Mr. Gill. Do you have anything? Second speaker.
Thank you. I do not, unless the committee has additional questions.
Committee or members of Congress, anyone have anything they'd like to say? Any questions? Make the motion. All right. Any movement?
Madam Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
Motion to report ONCA 2447, committee substitute, to Congress with the due pass recommendation.
There's a motion in it. Is there a second?
Second.
A motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please say yes.
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 Any yes. Opposed? Hearing no opposed, the committee substitute for 2447, dated 4/11/24 at 11:53 a.m., will be reported to Congress with a due pass recommendation. We are at adjournment.
Madam Chair, motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor of adjourning, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
We are adjourned. Thank you so much, committee.